Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo, friends. I'm your host, Amy, joined with my co-host, Jenna. What up, Jen?
What up? How's it going?
Sorry. You okay?
Yeah.
We're recording on Sunday, so I'm just going to ask how your weekend's been.
Just worked all weekend, so that's good. It was good, though. Cool. I've been, like, up in my – I'm getting used to that North Beach crowd. That's pretty fratty. So now I do, like, 1.5 of my CBD gummies, and that's pretty cool. I was like, oh, my God, not everyone sucks.
So how do you – like, we were talking about this before when we worked together. I never drank when we worked together because I think I would have fell asleep. And how do you do that? Do you feel it, or is it just like keep you mellow the whole time?
Well, it's a 20-to-1, so like way more CBD than THC, and CBD doesn't make me tired. It just makes me less irritable.
I should maybe look into it.
Yeah, I just feel like things that would maybe normally annoy me don't, and I tend to make a lot more money when I, the more CBD. Oh. Money I make because I'm so like, hi, how's it going? Like, what, like, how's your day? Like, a little bit more, I guess, hospitable.
Interesting. Hospitable.
Is that a word?
Sound like you said hospitable.
Hospitable, like hospitality.
Hospitable. Yeah. It sounded like you said hospital. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, I actually went down to my parents in South Jersey. They retired in South Jersey, and we were down there for the weekend. We played golf on Friday, and it was cold as hell. And yeah, it was kind of cold. It wasn't like so cold, but it was like 50, and I thought it was going to be closer to like 55, and it was kind of cold. But that was fun. And then we did like the presents with my parents because we hadn't done that since we were away for the holidays. I got back late last night, and then today I went for a 90-minute massage. Is massage – I want to ask you that. But this is a thing because I don't know if it's a thing in SF, but in New York, because when I was lived in Philly, getting a massage was like something you did once a year because it was expensive. And in New York, there are massage places literally on every corner. And it's $55 for an hour for a massage.
San Francisco is more definitely like that. Like, they're kind of everywhere. If I type in,
yeah,
you know, you can do it. I don't know if you have ClassPass, but you can even do it through ClassPass and just like use credits.
Massages, get out.
Salons.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't get massages. I got one once on a, I remember it was a bachelorette party out in like some hot springs in Colorado. Everyone was getting them, and I was in there. I had already paid for it, too. And within 15 minutes, like, my back is so ticklish that I just was tensing up. And so the guy
didn't
really know, like, what, like, how to go from here. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'm going to go. So I was like, I'm just going to go hit the sauna. And I did that instead.
What?
I can't do it. That's such a bummer. What I would love, though, like, and I was talking to Kyle about this recently, like, if they just did my legs and, like, my neck, like, cut out my back at all, but, like, my, after, like, you know, when you get home from work, like, my legs, definitely, I'm like, all right, I'm ready to fucking lay down.
Yeah, I was kind of, the way that he did my legs today was kind of annoying. And it was a guy. I would have preferred if it was a female. And there was a sign on there that said, leave your underwear on. And I was like, oh, no. But it's like my favorite thing about New York is that you can find a massage place on every corner. And yeah, for 90 minutes, it was $80.
Oh, wow. That's not bad at all.
No. And so the one thing, though, is I don't think I'll ever do 90 minutes again because it is. And after a while, they're just you're like, are you just rubbing my back, man? Like, I don't, you know, are you just like, yeah, I didn't need that much time. And I told you about my skin issue. I had gotten a laser facial because this is what you do after 40. You just need to pamper yourself.
Yeah.
I had gotten a laser facial earlier this week. And for whatever reason, my skin looks like a 14-year-old's with all of these red bumps on it. And I wouldn't even say they're pimples because nothing's like popping. They're just bumps on my face and they're red as hell. Yeah. But they said this is what happens. All the yucky stuff comes to the surface and then it's supposed to go away. So I don't freaking know, but I feel like a hot mess. Hot mess express over here.
Speaking of pampering, though, I saw this and I was like always thinking, I was like, is it just me who absolutely hates getting my nails done? I find it to be such a chore. And then recently I saw like a meme about it. And I was like, oh my God, if there's a meme about this, I'm obviously not the only one. And I felt really good that girls everywhere are feeling like getting your nails done is a fucking chore.
Yeah. I definitely feel like it's a chore, but I also like to have my nails done. But the other thing is, I also just feel like I don't have good nails. Mine are always breaking when they're done and always, no matter what. And I just feel like I don't have good nails, but I have to have them done. The other thing about the nail salon that I like, yes, it's a chore, but you can add on a 15-minute massage at the nail salon. And I almost always do that too.
It's funny. Yesterday I was talking to a coworker and his grandma isn't like doing well, but she's like this old Jewish lady. And he goes, guess who the, so she's like, you know, saying her goodbyes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the first person she called was her nail lady. She ran home to make a phone call and the first phone call was to her, the person that does her nails.
I mean, look, she's having my grandfather for the last like 5 years of his life, if I would ask to take something from his house, he would say, yeah, go ahead. I'm having a going out of business sale. And it's like that mentality where it's like, you're like, so it was the funniest thing. And you're, cause he always had like an abundance of things he trash picked. And I'd be like, can I have this umbrella? He's like, yeah, go ahead. Having a going out of business sale. And you're like, that's not true. And how do I not laugh at this?
Well, that's what I said when he started telling me about his grandma yesterday. My immediate response was, oh my God, aren't they so funny now? And he was like, it took him like 10 minutes, but he's like, you know what's so funny? Every other person I've told about this has said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear. And you said, I was like, but also, I'm sorry.
Right. This is how we cope.
I was like, yeah, this is just, I don't know. I was like, this
if
is.
If we're not laughing, it's some tragedy, then. We actually aren't your friend. That's what I would say to him. Like, I'm not your friend if I'm not laughing or like finding humor in your tragedy. Because if you can't find some sort of humor in it, then like, who are we?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, let's get into some things.
Go ahead.
So, New Year's resolutions. Do you do this? Do you do these?
Okay. Like probably in the past I've always done them, but the last 2 years, instead of a resolution, and my resolution I'm sure was always like, do more for acting, lose 20 pounds, lose 30 pounds.
There's so much about the New Year's that I'm sure like majority of resolutions have something to do with weight and losing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So last year I picked a word and this year I picked a word.
Oh, very
and so, yeah, that's so funny because I heard her say that and I was like, I just want everyone to know that I didn't know about her words before I picked my word. My word last year was vulnerable.
Okay.
Meaning like be more vulnerable, especially for me, like in many situations, like in friendships, in acting, like trying to be vulnerable as a person, because it's something I struggle with. Like, you know, I put on the tough gal thing. And then my word this year is health.
Hmm. These are both so fitting for you.
And it's so funny because I told my therapist about my health word. And I was like, you know, I tried to make it kind of like, you know, I tried to take it like one day at a time last year with my health journey. And she's like, how did that work out for you? And I was like, well, I got cancer. And she started laughing out loud. She's like, this isn't funny. This isn't funny. I know this isn't funny. And I was like, no, I get it. It's ironic. It's funny. This is funny.
So it didn't work.
I was like, so I'm just taking a new approach at the one day at a time. But yes, health is my word, but like not in all the things that I can control health, like just in general, overall health. I want to be healthy.
I like that.
How about you?
I don't do a word, but this year.
Have you done resolutions in the past?
Yeah.
I feel like the question should be, have you ever met a resolution? Because people make resolutions all the time. Is anyone ever meeting them? Like, I don't know.
Funny enough, in 2020 was like, I guess one of the first times I like really made like a resolution, and it was to have follow through, like follow, like if I, even if it's something as small as like, I'm going to make this like meal or whatever. And it's like something that takes a lot of time. Well, I said it, so I'm going to follow through. I'm going to make it. And so I did, yeah. That has worked out actually really well. And I sort of stayed to that in terms of like getting tasks done and stuff like that.
Yeah. I like that.
But this year, I think I want to have, I need to have a little bit more like chill. Like I'm like really sort of like, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't even really know this, but I'm pretty regimented and like kind of rigid about like plans, and I'm not, I'm in so many ways, I'm go with the flow and chill. But in so many ways, I'm not. Like, if you're going to text me at, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, say, do you want to get drinks at 6:30? Last year, I like, no, it's a hard no. I need like more of a day to like, I don't want to, I would have rules about drinking. You can only drink 2 days a week and you can only have 4 drinks max and all these like weird things.
Yeah.
It's actually causing me a lot more anxiety than like probably going to like have a drink. Right. And so I want to be a little more just like, yeah, like I could be down for a drink. I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
No one's like, I would wonder what that would be like for someone to text me and be like, you know what? Actually, that's not true. I texted my friend last week on a Wednesday and was like, do you want to get dinner tonight? And she actually said, yeah. And I loved that because I can't tell you the last time I did that.
Yes. And so I did this recently. I didn't do it the day of. I did it like 2 days before, but you know, we're getting there. And I was like, total long shot. Would you be down to go out after work? This was like the week right before the holidays. And she said yes. And so then we had like this girls night, and I like came home and I was like I felt great. Like I was like really like, oh, like I totally kind of like didn't put all these like drinking rules in place and sort of just like was laid back about it. And I had a great time. And I was like, I need to lean into, that's what kind of started this whole thing. I was like, I need to lean into this a little bit more.
Yeah. I love that. And I also think like for me, I the rules thing, like I was thinking about that today because on a Wednesday before I would never go out to eat with a friend because Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday, it's like strict. This is what you eat. This is how you eat it. You're not eating out on those days. You follow your regimen and you don't drink alcohol and blah, blah, blah. I went to dinner with her. I didn't drink, which I'm trying to cut back on drinking. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, like I didn't have a drink. She had a drink. Awesome, cool, whatever. And it didn't, like for me, it wouldn't be a situation where like I needed to have a drink at a dinner. Yeah. Like we were just catching up and having, like you said, like a great night. That it wasn't like we needed alcohol to be involved in any way. It's really weird because honestly, since I've been single and also since moving to New York, I don't do as much of that random one-to-one. What'd you say?
You said since I've been single.
Since before when I was single. Like, you know, when we were like, when we used to hang out, we had a big group of friends and it was like, we all had did stuff together almost every single night of the week. It was like, you just texted one person and we all had plans.
Yeah.
But like once I got married and moved to New York, and also like I would do that in Philly where I would text someone and be like, hey, you want to get a drink tonight? Or do you want to get dinner tonight? And it's weird because in New York, I haven't done it as much. And it was nice to do that last week and just be like, hey.
It is nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm leaning inside like Anna, who's obviously like one of my best friends, her resolution is sort of to be less go with the flow. And I was like, that's so funny. Mine is the opposite. And I was like, wow, talk about yin to your yang. Like, she was more likely to get like kind of like FOMO and always wanted to do stuff. I was always like, I'm a house mouse. I want to stay inside. Or if I didn't want to do it, I just straight up don't do it.
Yeah. FOMO is real for me.
But into some of the pop culture stuff.
Cool.
Timothy and Kylie. I watched that video so many times. And it's funny because even the cut came out with an article. Did you see that? Basically saying like, hey, are we into this?
Like, yeah, and I commented on it like a psycho.
Did you? There was like a collective. It felt like there was, I'm sure obviously there was plenty of haters and people being like, it's PR. But I looked at that video so many times. I was like, oh my God, are they secure and stable? This feels
I feel also, for Kylie, like Timothy to me doesn't give like toxic, chaotic energy. Some of Kylie's exes from things that you've seen in the show. Also, she was younger. And I feel like a lot of young relationships tend to be a little toxic and chaotic. She just seems more at like chill, at peace. And I know her. I know I know nothing about her. And I don't know anything about him other than my love for both of them. I just am shipping this so hard. Like, I'm shipping like marriage.
Yeah, so the thing that's so interesting too is like, to Kylie's credit, she had two babies with her ex, like Travis Scott. I feel like to her credit, she didn't like rush to the chapel and get married. Like something in her like knew, you know, this is probably, I think she did want something a little bit more stable. I'm sure she was getting we've all heard there were a ton of
cheating rumors and stuff.
Yeah, cheating rumors. And I feel like it was really smart of her to not rush into any sort of like by law commitment.
I don't think that that was her choice. I got to be honest. I think that if it was presented to her, if he would have proposed, she would have absolutely said yes.
I don't think
100%. I think because she like, I disagree with that completely. Especially when you are that young and you have this like fantasy of what it would look like to have a family and have your family together. However, I also wonder like, is Timmy going to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians? He would never. It's not good for his.
Travis.
I don't think it's good. Say it again.
Travis was never on either.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's good for his PR to be on the show. And for, like, he's an A-list movie star.
Yeah. And I don't think we need him on the show. Kendall and Kylie seem to do a pretty, I feel like they've watched their sisters through their relationships and be like, all right, let's keep it. That's sort of why I don't think Kylie was really down for the marriage. I think she probably watched Kim have 3 marriages, saw everything that Khloe went through, saw how long Scott and Courtney were together, and Courtney still would not marry him. Like, there was some, but we had the kids. I think there was something, you know, like a woman's in like that gut feeling, like maybe something in the back of her head was like,
but why get pregnant? You know?
Courtney did. Like, there's something different about
when they were older, though. She was 19.
To be a mom. I don't know that she wanted to be a wife. You figure also she, the first one was a whoops.
Like, yeah.
About that.
Yeah, I just think that I disagree. Okay, I think she would have had the fantasy of staying with him. Anyway, what did you think? You what?
So you don't know her like I do.
And you don't know Timmy like I do. So I don't. Yeah. You don't. I rewatched Call Me By Your Name on the plane again. Meek's like, we're really watching this. You've watched this movie 30 times. I'm like, yeah, I know. I just, it's relevant.
Isn't he, that guy like really dark?
Call Me By Your Name? Oh, Armie Hammer. Yeah.
Wait, so the Selena Taylor and Kelly gossip session. I didn't know her name was said like that until I heard it.
It's said like Kelly?
Yeah.
I thought it was Keely.
Yeah, Kelly. It's kind of a weird way to spell it. But anyway, she's married to a guy that's a diehard Eagle. Or
Miles Teller.
Yeah.
He's from Delco.
Yeah, but I think he grew up in Florida.
Oh, weird. He has the accent, though, if you hear him talk.
Yeah. He's cute. But yeah. Their little gossip session.
Yeah, what do you think?
It had nothing. I don't think it had anything to do with Kylie and Timmy, like, at all. Timmy and her were co-stars, for starters. Like,
but you see her say, the Kelly Keeley chick, you see her say Timothy? You do see that.
I think there could have been so many other things that they were saying. Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with that. I think once it got out on the internet that, like, that's what was said, then it's, like, almost hard for us to unsee Timothy. Like, would we have seen that without chiming in?
It's also so weird that where would they have gotten this idea of this is what they're saying?
Yeah. I think it's perfect clickbait.
Yeah. They were co-stars.
Yeah,
Selena and Timmy were co-stars. However, there were rumors that they were dating when they were co-stars. And there were also all of these, like, it was during COVID, and there were all of these live IGs and things that they were doing together. And it was very like, oh my God, are they dating? Are they friends? Like, it was very like, what's going on here? This is what I mean, how much involved with Timmy I am. The movie that they were in together also never even came out because it was a Woody Allen movie.
Wait,
I was able to stream it. Did you watch it on Prime?
Prime.
A Rainy Day in New York? Yeah. It didn't come out in movie theaters like it was supposed to. And it's sneak on Amazon as, like, you have to go searching for it to find it because it's not out there like that.
Oh, it was recommended to me.
Wait. Really? It's so weird. Because it was supposed to come out, I think, in, like, 2021. And so they really put, like, they secretly released it. It wasn't out anywhere. You couldn't get it anywhere. And then I think Amazon released it somehow. But yeah, I liked it.
But anyway, I don't think that's what they were talking about. But I would say, guys, I know that this is annoying. Like, if I was the PR for Taylor, especially, and Selena, like, just don't gossip in public because people are going constantly staring at you guys trying to get something. Like, just wait until you guys go back to someone's apartment or go to the after party and do this. Like, just don't do it here where there's cameras everywhere looking for something to, like, really get all the clicks, you know?
And the other thing they said, I agree. And it's also that they also said that Selena said something about Benny Blanco being there too.
Yeah,
I just said he was there and blah, blah, blah. It's true. And it's also, this is where we're at right now, is that people are reading lips.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, guys, you don't need to do the gossip thing at an award show. Like, I'm not famous and I wouldn't even do that. Like,
there's so many people around. There's so many ears. There's so many cameras.
Yeah. You guys, you know you're going home together. Or you're going to a party after this. Wouldn't that be
I think that if Miles Teller's wife didn't react the way that she did, that it would have been – nobody even would have thought of anything. And I got this vibe from her that she was trying so hard to fit in.
interesting.
So hard. It's funny because you, I don't know if you know, but you know, Miles Teller was in, I think it's All Too Well when they redid the video.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
With the wedding scene.
Oh.
And he's the husband in the wedding scene. I think that's the song. She basically redid a song and asked Miles Teller to play her husband. And he came in and played her husband in the one thing. And there's like behind the scenes footage of it and blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'm more of a Swiftie than I say that I am. This is, I'm such a weirdo.
It creeps up on you, doesn't it? I didn't love the video of, did you see the video of like Taylor doing that thing at the game yesterday? It was a little cringe. Mm-hmm. You know, I never,
she's just like, I know. I feel you.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't love this. This is weird. But whatever.
I know. It's even when you're saying it, I'm like, ugh. She was doing the, what is
March.
It? The sweat? Lean in. I know. The, what is it? The,
little more chill with that.
The what?
It was like something, sir. I don't know. It's like, I guess their hype song or something for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to do this with my students before in work, not in work, but at the nonprofit I used to work at. It's called the something sway or swag. See, this is what I sound like.
I didn't enjoy it. I was at work yesterday when it came up on the and I was like, ah!
Secondhand embarrassment. Oh, cringe. It's like the epitome of cringe. I mean, good for her. Hope you're having fun. I watched people getting ready for the – yeah. I watched people – I saw an article that said that they're trying to be engaged by the summer.
I know. And the thing that's interesting about that is, like, from what I, like, have sort of gathered about PR is, like, pretty much almost everything that is in the press does have some sort of connection to, like, some PR team. But I'm just like, what's the rush?
I mean, she's in her 30s.
I know, but
if she wants to have kids, I think.
But they haven't been together that long. It's like when you're still in the first year, especially when you're not like living together, seeing each other all the time, it's like you haven't really got to the tough part yet.
Who? You're insulting me.
Well, yours is a little.
But I mean, if you're in your 30s, like I met my husband and we weren't doing any of those things. And we met, got engaged in 8 months, got married in 11.
But if I think he lived in the States, you would have done it that quickly?
No. That's no. No, definitely not. And I even said if he lived in the States, like, would we be married? Because it's true, you don't do the hard part. And let me tell you, the hard part came when he moved to the States and I wanted to kill him. I just also think when you're of a certain age and you know it's the person, why wait? If you want marriage and you want kids, what's also the purpose of waiting? Like, I just, you know.
Yeah.
I think I'm of two minds. Like, if you want those things, why are you waiting? If you're like, I don't care about, what'd you say?
We also have the like lawyers and the means to, you know, do it in a way that isn't going to like totally fuck any of like either of them over.
Exactly. And you figure she's 30. Yeah, she's 33.
They're the exact, I think they're just like Kyle and I, like we are 6 months apart. I think they're same year too, 89, like same, they're the same age.
So she'll be 35 this year.
She'll be 30. She just turned 34.
Okay. And so that's the thing. This is the weirdest thing. Well, Meek just turned 35. Yeah, so they will be. Yeah. But that's something to. Yeah. That's the thing, because when women turn 35, when you go to the gynecologist at 35, they start scaring the hell out of you if you even want to consider having a child. So, I know she's of. Yeah, geriatric pregnancy. So I know that she, if that's something she wants, you know, this.
Yeah.
She still has a year left of the tour, so it's like she'll have to have a wedding then if she's considering babies and all those things. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm starting rumors, but I think that
that's what we do here.
Yeah. I think his family is I don't even know who cares about this stuff, but his family is like obviously so happy for him and like that he's happy. But I do kind of feel like, at least with his, definitely Jason, I think some of it's, there's obviously a lot of perks, but like raising money for the Autism Foundation that the Eagles do. But I think there's a little bit of like an annoyance about like how much publicity is going on.
Yeah, I wonder how Jason's wife feels about it. What's her name? Kelsey?
Kylie.
Kylie.
Yeah, I think they're supportive, but she's just like, just don't want this kind of media attention.
Yeah, and I think also like she is just a Delco girl, like a regular Philly suburb girl. So this is
not want that. I'd be like,
no. But I think like there's so many layers to it. Like she's probably a little threatened, even though she would never say it on her status in the family. Like that's just weird.
Oh, I actually think that I could see Taylor really kissing Kylie's ass.
Yeah, but Taylor to me seems like she kisses everyone's ass. Yeah, I guess that's sorry.
Right. No, you're not wrong.
this is the thing. This is the reason why I like could never love her the same way you do, because like there's certain qualities about her that I'm like, ooh.
I think, yeah, I don't disagree with that. it's so funny. Like it cracks me up. Like, there are people on this planet that don't give a shit about all these things that we think about daily. Like,
don't ask ask 90% of the people around me. I haven't had one friend that I'm actually friends with that isn't related to you listen to this podcast. Actually, that's not true. Shout out Saoirse, shout out Michelle, shout out Em.
There you go.
But that's it. Like three. Okay. I mean, I know people, and whenever I ask them, they're like, oh, I didn't listen. Like my family members.
I don't think my cousin really listen anymore. Maybe one, but
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. But four of my friends, we were in their top podcast, like, top three, which I was. Yeah,
we loved that. Shout out. Thank you.
And even the people at the bar, I gave some stickers away the other day, and they were like, so some of like the bar, like regulars have started following me on Instagram, and they were like, yeah, we see in your bio this like podcast. And they're like, so not the people you would think to be listening to the podcast. And I'm so like, oh my God, this is so great. I love you guys.
We need to be better at our IG. We need to be better at our PR. We're talking about everybody else's PR. We need to get our shit together. If any of our listeners is good at social media and would want to help us out, I'm just going to put that out there. If you want to help us out, slide in our DMs.
I just got an idea. We'll talk offline.
Okay. Let's talk offline.
Yeah. Okay. Don't let me forget that though. Okay. Let's get into the real good stuff.
Into the real good stuff. I want to start off with Southern Charm Reunion. I want to jump in. Okay. I want to jump the hell in.
All right, you start. Okay. I'm going to be voted off all the islands for all of my takes on this, but go ahead.
Okay, I can't wait to hear. Number one, Shep. I was one surprised how – okay, I was really surprised that Shep's – on the things that I follow, Shep's little moment wasn't wasn't in the topic. The only thing that was in the blogs was what he did at BravoCon. And for anyone who doesn't know, at BravoCon, basically any of the blogs that I follow just said that he was completely belligerent, acting a fool, yelling at fans, cursing people out, allegedly doing a lot of blow. He lost his phone. He made Taylor cry. He was drunk the whole weekend. I mean, Andy said it. He was in a blackout the whole weekend. So I was just surprised that there wasn't more, I guess, positive that, oh, this is good for Shep that he's doing this, that he's taking a look at it. And then you get a little more into the reunion and it's basically, oh, I'm not drinking liquor. I'm not drinking shots. I also have been around a lot of Sheps in my day in a sense of like guys who take it too far. And this is their first step. like, this is his first step in his sobriety journey of the, oh, I'm just taking it easy. Oh, no liquor, no shots. I will say that I will put money that Shep will say that he's sober in the next year. I hope so for his sake that he is, from what I don't think I ever realized, but seeing Craig and Austin and the way that they were, that made me so sad to see them like that. And to see them kind of be at their wits' end. I mean, who'd have thunk that Craig Conover was housewife of the year this year? But what he said, like, I'm watching you go over a cliff, as a friend's point of view or people who have been in that, in on that side of things, it was so sad to see. And it was sad that he didn't show up for Shep, but at the same time, you know, they talk a lot about having to put boundaries up. And I'm wondering if that was Craig and Austin's boundaries, not going to that lunch that Shep mentioned. Also, like, Shep's not being sober. It's almost like he's doing damage control.
Yeah, and I was kind of getting that they've been down this road before. Yep. I'm wondering, maybe they're feeling a little fatigue, but, yep, you know, the thing about getting sober is, like, everyone's journey is going to be a little different. It's going to be ups, yep, and downs, and sometimes it'll be months. Yeah, like, there's, so I, like, you know, want to give Shep grace in that way. But I think more of, are you saying, like, you're surprised that there weren't more blinds about that? Or are you saying, like, since the reunion, not enough, like, you thought there would be more headlines about it?
Yeah, more headlines. Like, everybody was talking about what Taylor did and how she outed Olivia, but there wasn't anything, weren't any headlines about Shep kind of talking, yeah, about his journey.
Do you think that this could be a sign of, like, where the audience is? Like, do you think that the audience is feeling some sort of fatigue with him?
I would. It's so hard to not look at Shep and think, entitled white guy, what problem could you possibly have? I don't feel bad for you. You know, I don't feel bad that you treat everybody around you like garbage, and now you're struggling, you know. Even the way that he posed to Andy, I want to talk to people. He, mm-hmm, like, Madison kind of went to the side and said, like, I thought he was going to say that he's sober. Like, we're thanking every
that she'd say. I do really like Madison. I didn't love that response, because sober doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't, but I think, to me, what she was saying is Shep's so entitled that he thinks that this, what he's doing right now, deserves some sort of, like, grand show.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything Shep does deserves a grand show in, yeah, Shep's mind. And I could see in the episode, in the reunion, that I felt like Shep, there was shame there for Shep. And I don't know if I've ever seen that from him before.
Yes, and I think even Craig sort of touched on that. Like, he had never really seen, like, this feels like a different kind of step compared from Shep's, like, other steps forward, I guess, before, whatever. Yeah. And I think the thing that really sort of hit was when he said, like, Craig's got his pillows, they have the podcast. Like,
yep,
really kind of feeling like, damn, like, yeah, I have a trust fund, but, like, how far does that get me? Like, I, you know, I don't necessarily need to work, but it's like, I feel a little bit purposeless, which I'm sure is why I feel like the drinking was really sort of, he, like, made it his purpose, his job.
Yeah. Like the rock star. Yeah.
Yeah. And even when Taylor had said, like, you live like a rock star. And he was like, yeah, I guess I kind of thought that I was. And, like, it does seem like there's a little bit of, this is the most self-aware I've ever seen Shep. Like, he's never wanted, like, I don't know. Yeah. He's just, I don't know. I hope he gets sober, but I don't know if the show is good.
Well, you heard Andy say that. You heard Andy, yeah, say, like, it could be away from this. What did you think when him and Craig talked about, Craig basically also said that he doesn't drink anymore?
Yeah, I caught that.
And there's a scene in the Summer Hash trailer, which I'm sure we'll talk about, that there's a scene where Craig, or Paige, is yelling at Craig. And I'm like, did some, and he said, Craig said, since the summer. So I wonder if something happened in the summer that made Craig stop drinking.
Well, we saw it for years. I know he's grown up, but even he's not the best drunk. Like,
no.
I feel like he kind of turns into this like other version of himself.
Nasty, yeah.
And I'm sure down the shore, or I guess you don't call the Hamptons on the shore, but at the summer house, you know, when the
out east,
more of a servant, like, and Craig has talked about this, like, the difference with the summer house filming is that it's more surveillance based, mm-hmm. as opposed to, and so you're kind of like under the,
you forget.
So yeah, like, so to speak, for a lot longer. And I think that for the rest of the summer house cast, they're probably a lot more used to it, mm-hmm. than Craig is. So I'm sure he took the drinking a little too hard. Also, it's not in his home, like,
yeah.
his, or if he's like, yeah. Because it's literally in a vacation home. And I'm sure there was just like a moment where Paige was like, this is not the version I'm fucking with. Like,
yeah. And I think if there's
but
anything Kyle Cook could be taking lessons from a few of these folks on their sobriety journey.
I'm curious to see, well, let's,
Yeah, let's stay to Southern Charm, because the next thing there was a few things that happened. The other thing that happened, obviously, was at the end when Taylor calls out Olivia in the most disgusting, everything that I've said about Taylor this year and like sticking up for her and being like, oh, she should be forgiven. She just did this. What she did was just. Inexcusable to sit there and try to give a secret, like, your friend told you something in confidence and now you're not friends with her anymore and you're gonna use her dirty little secret out and bring it out on TV. First of all, it's not even the same thing, and you think that that's the same thing, and you're gonna use this and you've been holding on to this to bring to the reunion. Like, that's a scumbag move. And Olivia, you don't want to be friends with her anymore. I wouldn't either. Like, this shows her true colors. She's a little girl. And she's not even that young. I thought she was 27. I was giving her all this grace for being so young. They said she was 30 years old and everyone's treating her with these kid gloves. Why?
I think the kid gloves thing comes from the Shep of it all. Like, right. I think
they so unfair.
Relationship and saw... I think he beat her down in a way that, like, I don't know. I'm sure they had really great times, but that relationship was probably filled with, like, trauma. It was just.
Yeah. And then for him to.
Like, talk down to pretty much, I would say probably pretty regularly. Like, yeah. I can't imagine there wasn't a fight where he tried to, like, outsmart her, so to speak. Like, using words that maybe she didn't understand and just feeling so, like, nothing. And I think the friends around very much saw that, and that's where the sort of like mothering or whatever, like treating her like a child comes in. And like, I definitely don't agree with what Taylor, like, I thought that was really like, fuck, you're grasping at straws, like, just shut up, just say nothing, like, just
say nothing.
I wish you would have just taken, like, look, we're just not gonna be friends, like, it is what it is, like, that's it. Like, that's just the end of the friendship. I do, like, I'm trying to figure out what my issue with Olivia is. I just
it's so weird because I don't know why you have an issue, because this to me was so blatantly clear. Like, I felt so bad for her.
I didn't feel bad for her at all. Like, not even a little. I think I just don't like when people hold on to stuff for that long and like keep bringing it up. Like, I understand you're pissed, but like, you're talking to everyone about it in every episode throughout this season. Maybe I was like tired of it. Like, I know
that's production too. That's not just her.
I know. But like, that's this version I'm seeing. I'm not seeing any other version of her necessarily. Like, so I'm only seeing this produced version. I mean, for all of them, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, but I think that she felt like there were so many lies that every time she talked to them something else was coming out, that I think it was her trying to get to the bottom of it. And then when she did want to put a kibosh on it, there were moments where it kept coming up, or then the group would question it, or she'd try to put it behind them and something else. Then the page six thing came out. It was like constantly things bringing it back up to the surface.
But if she was really that mad, like, why was she still doing the stuff with, like, Austin?
I mean, that's like women 101. Yeah, I think the guy's always easily forgiven.
I know. I guess
it was expected from Austin.
Yeah, I guess the other thing about this I don't like is, like, it really just so plays in to the women on, like, pitting women against women. And I feel like Taylor really leaned into that. Or not Taylor. Like, I feel like Olivia really leaned into that without knowing she was leaning into it. Whereas, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm, like, so... Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing or completely, like, excuse Taylor. I just wish it didn't come up so much. And, like, I felt like it was just... for me personally, like, if I was having an issue with someone, like, yeah, I would talk about it with my friends here and there, but, like, not, like, so violently. Like, it felt so aggressive and so mad all the time. I'm, like...
I can't believe, like,
crime. Like, I think that Olivia has the right to be pissed and talk to her friends about it, but, like, the way that she was, like, so, so mad about it, but then would hang out with Austin still, I was just like, I don't know what's happening here.
I just can't believe that you think that the way Olivia is so violent about it. To me, in her Southern hospitality way, shocks me the way she, how kindly she reacted. Because anyone I know, if the tables were turned, I mean, she treated this with such grace and even, she didn't even call her bad names. The name she called her was like, once she called her a bitch. It's just, to me, this is where me and you always are. She wasn't aggressive at all. She's like, compared to what the housewives would do or what Vanderpump people would do, she did nothing. Even how Madison would handle it. Madison, I mean, aggressive wouldn't even be a word I would put in her. She sat there after she found out at a dinner sitting next to this girl and ate pheasant for 4 hours after just finding out about this and had this dinner. Like, get out of my face. Get out of here.
Didn't have to get that paycheck.
But that's what I mean. And I also think she had to get the paycheck by talking about it. Because realistically, what other storylines were there this season? There was nothing.
Maybe that's almost my issue with this whole thing. Is like, maybe it has nothing to do with Olivia and Taylor. And everything to do with this season. Like, I guess I just...
There was nothing.
Yeah, like, I'm like really thinking about it. I'm like, I don't want to be Team Taylor or Team Olivia. I think I just like in Team, let's get another storyline at least going on at the same time. Like,
yeah.
But like every episode kind of feels like they're all the one. Like, I feel like I just watched one long episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Between any of them. Like, I just found it to be... Yeah, I guess I was just, like, fucking done with it. Like, I was just
over it. Yeah, it was boring because, realistically, this whole season was boring. This was the major topic.
Not to mention, like, we're coming off of the scandal of it all. Yeah. And then we see this in the, in the blinds and stuff. So it felt, I guess, like, we had already just lived through this scandal and like this felt a little bit on like a smaller scale. And I just maybe barely didn't have the energy to give it more.
But it's also like, it's not that big of a deal. And so, okay, it's not a full season only storyline to be.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be interesting if Shep gets sober next season. I didn't realize him, Craig, and Austin were on the outs as much as they were. I think that'll be interesting. Why Whitney doesn't have to attend because he's a producer, but Whitney, why is no one talking about how big of a creep he is? And maybe there's like a storyline if they bring Catherine back, she's always kind of messy. The only thing with Catherine is she doesn't really share that much. She keeps things very close to the chest. They need some more characters, some more men. The other thing is like now Olivia and Taylor are both in relationships. So they need more storylines. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah. Well, I did just want to shout out Craig for, and I didn't, even brought the text like up. I understand they're at a reunion, they have to do that, but that was so not chill. Like, I did not like that at all when she was like, well, I read your whole text and it was this. It's like, even if you read them, keep your mouth shut. That is my
problem. About the,
that is not cool. And Craig was, I like that Craig was like, Craig has really grown up before our eyes.
So much. He
shout out Paige. Like, shout Paige, you did a great job. But his emotional intelligence with all of that, like, just recently has been top notch. But him saying, like, really clarifying, like, this is not cool that, and even Andy said it, like, it feels very slut shamey.
Yeah.
Like, why? Okay. Yeah. It was weird that Taylor did that, but like, the real weirdness is that he's showing people.
Exactly. And so no one's talking
violation. Like, that feels like it should be against the law.
And like, why isn't Whitney being, why isn't anything happening with Whitney? Whitney's going around showing people. Why is Craig, the way Craig stood up for people, the way that Craig handled himself with his words with Shep, with his boundary setting with Shep. I think somebody put a meme out against this and I was like, I believe every single word about this. He just did such a great job compared to like the belligerent person he was 2 seasons ago calling out Madison for A-Rod. It's and just, you know, crazy.
Great thing, because J-Lo was not supposed to be with him. So it all worked out.
No, all worked out. Anyway, it was I really good for Craig.
Isn't it like, is it illegal to show someone else?
Because in certain states it is. In certain states it is.
With the skin of all, like, Raquel was going to send like a, I don't know what it's called, but like basically. Yeah. But I don't think you can show other people
revenge porn. But the thing is like, who knows what the caveats are about it? I don't know.
Especially in South Carolina.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's not like a, it's not like they're in the South.
All friendly place.
Right. Right. Who knows? Well, anyway.
Yeah.
What else we got?
So I do want to talk about the Summer House trailer.
Yes. Oh, I am so hype on this. The shade.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things about us.
What? Is that how we disagree?
It's like, especially about Sierra. Like, we are so not on the same page. But when she says that to Amanda in that clip about, like, and I love the way she said it. It was very casual and kind of like matter of fact at this. And she's like, what does she say? She's like, do you feel like you have an identity outside of your marriage? Because I feel like you don't. And she doesn't.
Outside of Kyle.
Yeah. And I was like, does she?
But that's the thing about Sierra, that you shit on Sierra. But the thing I've always loved about Sierra is Sierra has never not been direct. Sierra is a straight shooter. I think she's a loyal bee. Even when that stuff happened with Danielle, she was sticking up for, like, there, like, it was messy. But anyway, there were so many things. The way that that trailer started out, and it's, someone did a poll, Bravo and Cocktails, I think, or Bravo Betches did a poll that said, were you team Carl or team Lindsay before? And were you team Carl, team Lindsay after? And I was like, I was team Lindsay before. And after seeing that trailer, team Carl. I'm sorry, but immediately you remember how much of a victim Lindsay is and how much Lindsay would never takes responsibility for the damage she does to those around her. And it was just so obvious where he got up and he said, she's gonna play the victim. Or what did he say? She's gonna act like she's blindsided and all of this and pretend like she had nothing to do with it. But that's okay. I'll be the bad guy. And then they cut to her saying, you know what, Dad? I'm completely blindsided. And I'm like, Bravo, you are so shady, but this is so good.
The other thing that I found, okay, so without this footage, when all those blinds were coming out about how it went down and how he called production and all this stuff, this is so not what I pictured. Like, to me, it kind of makes sense that production was there, because like, they are reality stars in a relationship that we've watched, and I think that he really wasn't necessarily going in like, we're about to call off the wedding or get break up. I think it was like, we're about to have a serious conversation that the cameras should catch with maybe possible resolution. Like, I don't know that he 100% knew how that conversation was going to end.
And like, also,
tough conversation, but I don't know if he knew that by the end of that conversation that they would have a breakup and a end to a, like, a wedding cancellation by the end of that conversation with cameras there.
But did you see what Lindsay did? Lindsay went, well, if you, this is what you're doing, then this is what you're doing.
Yes.
Victim, 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 victim. Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. And you know what?
Did you?
Danielle was, you know, maybe didn't go about it the best way, but like.
She had her reasons.
Something that she probably saw in two of her closest friends that like we don't see, you know, like we didn't see. And I would imagine some of that had to do with like Carl's like newly like kind of more calm, cleaner without the alcohol, while she was kind of leaning back into the alcohol. And like, that just is not going, that poor personality is not chill enough to also be with someone who is that chill and sober.
No, no. And I think all of us saw that and didn't understand it, but there were two things that happened in that you saw in the preview. And one was Carl's mom's husband saying, I'm a minister and I've married a lot of people. And if I had to marry you and Lindsay, I wouldn't marry you. Imagine that happening. Someone saying, I wouldn't marry you, that, you know, is your mom's partner. That would be crazy.
And yeah. And like having someone that close in your life, not be 100% on board. Yeah. Like, I
couldn't imagine,
you know, not everyone cares what like everyone else thinks about the relationship or the person that they're with. Yeah. I 100% do. I feel like I've almost based my relationships off of like, how are my cousins gonna feel? Can we get beers with my cousins? And like, what is he gonna be with my brother? Like, all of that plays in my head almost immediately. So like, I and just couldn't imagine.
Then they show you the scene where it's him screaming, you accuse me of doing drugs. Like, wait, what?
Well, okay, let's get into that. Because there were so many blinds going on about like,
oh, really?
Drugs and stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. Was she submitting all this? Was she the one that submitted the thing about production? Did she submit to production and say that he did this for the sympathy? Look, Lindsay's job for her entire career was to be in PR. And she could have gotten ahead of this.
Allude to this before.
I mean, and look, she saw what happened with Ariana. Was she like, maybe I could get my deals?
And Paige is not one, like, she's not going to bullshit. Like, I trust Paige with my life.
100.
Just a Paige stan. She keeps coming, like, throughout our whole podcast. And
she's our queen. But also, I don't, like, she doesn't seem like a grimy bitch.
No, and she just, like, doesn't to gossip. Like, she's not going to start spreading rumors.
She'll gossip, but she's not gossiping about, like, she wouldn't put this, she would never do what Taylor did. Ever. Yes. Yeah.
And I just.
Facts are facts.
Yeah. I think it was at a reunion that she alluded to. I know she did some stuff. Or maybe it was Amanda. Someone had alluded that Lindsay has previously, if not like, this was like a two season maybe, has sent in stuff into Dumois.
No kidding. No, I mean, that doesn't surprise any of us.
No.
I just, after seeing that preview, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot how I felt about Lindsay.
Go ahead, keep going.
She's just like everything in a person. Like, I could never be friends with Lindsay. She's one of those people that like, she's just a victim. Just like, this is going to be, oh, this happened to me. And like I said, I wonder if she saw this, like saw the things that were happening for Ariana and thought, how can I get that same stuff for me?
Interesting. Yeah, it is. It's I don't know. I am curious to see the season for sure. The drug thing, I need to hear more about this. I want to know what Carl thinks. Like, I would really like them to almost chat more about how, like, lean into like how these kind of blinds affect the relationships and like what happens behind the scenes with that. Because I think that would be really interesting to see. And it's just real now. Like, that's just part of reality. And it's like, why would you not bring that into the fold? It's not a secret anymore.
You see it on a lot of the other. Yeah, you see it on the others. I think the other thing that's going to be interesting this season is I want to see the stuff with Amanda and Kyle because you saw a bit of that.
Me too.
It's been, I don't think they should have ever gotten married, in my opinion. I'm sorry. Well, I said it before.
It sounds like Loverboy is a successful company for sure. Like he wants to stay in the city and which to me makes total sense. Like I'm not someone that would ever want to live in the suburbs, but it sounds like she wants to live in the suburbs and is ready to sort of settle down and stuff. And it's you can settle down. It doesn't have to be outside of the city. So there needs to be some sort of compromise there. But if his business is in the city,
I don't know how people raise their kids. I know so many people raise their kids in New York and they do it well and it looks really cool. But as a parent, I couldn't imagine, first of all, how expensive it is.
I don't have the means to do it.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't have kids with him. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. But thing
to
is,
Sierra's point.
In that company, she must.
Yeah, maybe. But you can sell all, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
I just, to me, she's always been only, Sierra's point is what so many of us have been thinking for so long, at least the older crowd that don't just look at her as this cute little wife. We're, anyone who's a little older is looking at her that she's only ever been verbally abused by this guy. He's a drunk. She just sticks by his side. She puts up with his BS. He's running the show because he makes the money. He pays for the apartment. You know what I mean? Now that they're married, obviously those things are different, but that's how it was before. And I just think, yeah.
Well, she does work. I mean, I don't think she's not.
No, she works for him.
Yeah. But
that's what I mean. You're
quit her job and go.
Right. And it's just your whole life is around him and everything him. Anyway,
she's really good at her job. I will say that all of their designs are.
We are so at time.
I think she should have stayed in her own career
for sure.
Even if she didn't like that job that she was at, she's obviously super talented. The designs for Loverboy, I think, are really great. I think that that's sort of what sells the product, sort of.
Absolutely.
Because, so many of these drinks now, but the graphics on that are great. The packaging's nice, all of that. And that's what really sells right now is how it's packaged.
And she, because of that experience, could get a job in so many cool places in New York.
Yeah. It would be 100%. A good idea to save their marriage, even for them to separate a little bit because they're living together, doing the show together, working together. That's just too much. I think she, that's why she went to Winterhouse a day late or 2 days late.
Good. I want to hear her response to what Sierra had to ask.
I'm dying to know.
Anywho,
I think she'll be real about it and be it's something I think about too, or something to that extent.
She is real about, I do think that. But I think it's good to have a friend that's going to call you on your stuff.
I do want to get into Beverly Hills.
Okay, we are at time, so we gotta hustle.
I know,
along.
But we can go a couple minutes over, do I think?
Yeah, we are a couple minutes over.
I know, but most of the podcasts I listen to are an hour and a half anyway.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I don't know if we need to stay so tight to 1 hour. You know?
All right, we'll take a poll from our friends.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just gonna say
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Okay, so much. Emery can go. See ya. You're a one and done. That's obvious. She's obviously not going to be here next season. And that's
Well, there's another reason she's not going to be here. And that's because her husband was accused of so many things, allegedly. So, she's not going to be here. Google his name.
Someone's getting fired at Bravo. I'll tell you what. Because they have not slipped through the cracks. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're going to get into Salt Lake City, too. Yeah, we're definitely going over today. We're going to lean in. Dorit and Anne-Marie, bye. Dorit and Pico.
That's just because there's nothing more that annoys me about her than her trying to gaslight somebody and not mind her own freaking business in the medical field. You're not a doctor. Doesn't even matter if you're a doctor. I get it. You're in the medical field. But why are you talking about this over and over and over again? No one really seems to care. I guess this is the storyline you're trying to bring. But again, stop trying to be relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Dorit and PK's therapy session, I give it 1.5 years, they're going to be divorced.
I mean, there's already everything in the blogs that they're separated, but then they were in London over the holidays, and
Dorit looks, I think Dorit looks really pretty with this dark hair.
She's a smoke show, always has been.
But I love the dark, the more subtle tones that she's working on these days.
Yeah. He's very arrogant.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It's not surprising to me. I mean, what is this? It's like fifth marriage.
It could also be great for if she wants to stay on the show. I'm like, get divorced, lady, because then we get to watch you, like, you know, rise like a phoenix or whatever they say. We get to see, like,
that's true.
With these shows, talk all like everyone can be hate on the housewives and all this shit, but like, we really see these women go through shit and like come out on the other side so much better than they were before that it's kind of like, in a way, like it is a little inspiring.
Most of them.
Yeah. Like, it's just
majority.
But like, a lot of them do go through a lot of fucking shit on the show.
And do you want to know what I was just thinking? What? We still have to see when cameras go back up with Kyle and Mauricio.
Probably getting there.
Yeah. It's true.
Speaking of Kyle and Mauricio, okay. Mauricio not at that event.
Yeah, it wasn't cute. That event, I mean, I just.
Of all the events that have ever happened.
Yeah.
To not be at that one.
But I don't know about you, but I'm just not surprised because I think this is what you're expecting the whole season. You're expecting him not to be there. Because of what we've already read in the blogs and stuff.
I mean, that was so... That to me feels more final than a divorce.
Yeah. That event was so special for her, and to have to do a speech, and it was so heartbreaking to watch that.
And I really, I don't know how many more seasons Kyle is going to do of this. I think her friend passing, which, I mean, it totally makes sense. I'm sure like you have like such a weird head shift where you're like, what matters to me? Like, what is serving me? Like, she even says it, I think, at the end of the most recent episode where she's like, I don't live in LA anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to get out of here. And I'm like, nature. You can kind of see that there's some like hints that she's throwing to us.
I don't think she'll give it up, though. She's such an OG.
I think she's in a different.
I wonder, though, because she probably wants to not talk about the Mauricio of it all. And I could see her leaving to get away from talking about that in public. Maybe for a few years.
A little bit too, in a way, like if she's out of the public eye, like it'll be less conversational, right? Maybe about that her kids can see. Yeah, I would say good for her. Like, I think it's time to move on, and you know, it's not serving you anymore. This is like not really the best place to be for like someone who's trying to like sort of reorganize where their life is headed.
No, and I think you can see she's doing such a good job of not drinking and staying sober and staying to what she needs for her anxiety. You feel a different vibe from her too. Like, she just feels like more calm.
More open-minded too, which like we normally wouldn't see her. She's like, in a way, I don't know, her body looks so good. She's like kind of, I'm definitely, every time I watch her, I'm like, am I sober curious? Like, I don't have a drinking
problem. I'm so sober curious, and it's my problem because
by January, and I'm like really into it. I don't know. I think I'm gonna lean definitely more into like drinking on celebrations.
Yeah.
As opposed to like,
I like that.
I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Mo not being there is pretty wild. But that conversation, speaking, like, I want to stay on topic with them real quick. The fight about the Instagram messages.
Oh, and what, that's so awkward. Like, what is she talking about?
Well, then she said that they got, it's like not just about like the messages that are coming into him. It's that he's following these women back and liking their stuff.
Liking
like,
their
why are you doing that?
This you is so funny.
Going to see this.
Me and Meek have had this conversation because there are people that we know who are in marriages and things like that, that who, like, I have a friend who he follows all of these like Instagram models. He has all these kids and he's like liking all of their stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but this makes me think you're a pervert. And I don't know why, but why are you giving somebody else attention?
Especially it's online. Just like,
yeah. And it's so hard to explain. And if you were to like bring this to your therapist and be like, hey, couples therapist, what do we call this? Because social media hasn't been a thing, but it's just such a weird boundary.
Like, it's kind of such a turnoff. Skeevy. Like, the guys that are following these Instagram models are the same guys. Like, to me, in my head, the guys that are like, you know, taking gym selfies. Like, they're like.
Exactly. I don't even know if it's like gym selfies, but like they're voting for Trump. Faux show.
Yeah. Or like, they're just weird. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah. There's always boundaries around that. It was interesting that she actually said that on camera. Because I don't think Kyle a year or two ago would have done that. So.
I know. I wish they would have leaned into this conversation a little more. I was
kind of
bummed. It got like, it was just like, okay, on to the next thing.
But I wonder if that's why, if it was just something really quick and that's why they picked it up and pulled it. Just like how she said, would you ever date a girl? Yeah.
I guess what I mean is like, I wish the other girls would have pressed more on that topic.
Yeah, right.
I know, they're probably a little afraid.
They probably, yeah, because they're all afraid of how far that conversation go for themselves, you know, in their own relationships. DMs and all that thing. Everybody's playing real nice in the sandbox there. Anyway, what else happened? Season finale this week? No.
No, I don't know. No, there's no way. The trailer, they're going to push that trailer for the picking cameras back up hard, so that'll
probably yeah. And Vanderpump's coming back this week or next week.
I'm gonna watch it, but I'm like, Lala's gonna get on my nerves. Sandoval's gonna I feel like it's gonna be a hate watch and I don't want that.
Yeah, it is, but there's not a lot left there, you know. Then they're gonna come out with something else and it'll be fine.
The Valley.
Vanderpump Valley, maybe, or Vanderpump Villa. There's a few of them.
Yeah. So I didn't watch Miami.
I did, and I was thinking back on what it is, and it's Alexia looking for a new apartment, and also then they all go to brunch at Marisol's house, and Alexia is basically saying that it's Nicole's fault that Anna chick came. And then a fight ensues because Julia calls out, what's her name?
Oh my God, did she call out Adriana?
Adriana, and said, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but say something because you, and she was like, shut up. She said it to her in French, like, shut up. Don't say anything. Shut up. And she's like, you just have to like say that, like, you did this, like, you helped facilitate this. And then everybody starts fighting. Lisa sits down and she comes late, and then everybody starts fighting again. And then Gertie freaks out and is like, I can't deal with this, because she had found out in the car ride over that she has to get a second surgery. And then that's really how it ends, is everyone's consoling her and she's like, I gotta leave, like, I can't be here, I can't do this, I have to get another surgery. And yeah, that's how it was.
Is Nicole pissed at Adriana?
I don't know, because Adriana basically said, yes, I'm the one who invited her, but Nicole had to approve it because it was her place and she did the guest list. And I was like, Adriana, you are such a little asshole.
How come Adriana's not a full-time? She gets – I don't understand that.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't realize that.
Her and Marisol are friends up, and I don't understand that.
Marisol? I love Marisol. She's, you know.
But why are they friends up? Like, I wonder what the
– I don't know either. I feel like Marisol would be friends of just because she doesn't have the time or like doesn't give a shit yeah. enough to be full.
Adriana
definitely seems desperate.
Drama too.
Yeah. I feel like this was kind of like one of those filler episodes. A lot of more yelling and stuff like that, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Salt Lake City. I went into this reunion almost forgetting that we have to wait till the end of the reunion to like talk about all the stuff. I was like, oh crap.
It was so boring.
We have to like do this. Like I feel
for
like
two more.
You know? But I do want to talk a little bit. I know there's been so much conversation online about if Monica will get another chance. And I've thought about this more than I should. I should probably be thinking about other things. But here's the thing. This season was, I thought was great. Like I ended up getting into it. I know I wasn't at first and that was because of last season. But I think what would be really bad if she having someone like her on the show kind of it's like we know it's produced obviously but having someone who worked this hard to get on the show and isn't like living that aspirational life although she brought a lot of drama I think it could set up a bad precedent for moving forward and it's like it's giving more Bachelor energy than like
it's cheapening it is what you're saying.
Yes. Okay, perfect. It's cheapening it. And I think Bravo has been so, I'm sure they're aware of like how in the know we've sort of become about like the production that like,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a reason that they don't like to break the fourth wall. It's like they don't want to cheapen it. And this is going to kind of really push so far against that.
I never thought about it that way.
I think I saw someone, I don't want to say that this is entirely on me. Like, I think I saw some of the conversation online and it got me thinking and I was like, yeah, it does set a bad precedent, especially, and I don't want to like, I'm not shaming her, but like this show started out as like a show about wealthy women and it's, she doesn't even like have that to bring to the table. And it's like,
but that's why I'm wondering, did Bravo know? You know, yeah. Did they know? I think it'll be interesting if she comes back because I wonder if they knew because she didn't have that wealth, but they knew that she had something to do with Jen Shoss, which is why she came back, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. She's real messy. And she also is so venomous and such a pit bull in a way that like when you talk about aggressive, like this is to me aggressive. Yeah. So yeah. Like if you put Olivia in the same category as this, like that ain't it.
No, and I feel like aggressive was definitely the wrong word to use for Olivia. I mean, I said it already. I think I was just kind of over that season.
Yeah. But back to Monica, like, I could see, like, part of me is like, I want her back to see how she deals with this. And well, I hear that it could cheapen it, but, yeah,
see,
I don't know.
I don't, because even the first – I don't want to see her back. Even in that first episode of the reunion, the first part of the reunion, just like how quick and defensive and nasty she was coming back, I was like, there's been no kind of like reckoning.
Yeah, but that's what makes a housewife. This is what makes the housewives of the Danielle Staubs of it all and the like really crazy kooky ones. The fact that she doesn't have remorse is what's going to make people want her back. I agree with you, though, on the cheapening of it. And I agree with you on that. That to me is like, yeah, if I think of it that way, then they shouldn't have her back. But if I was a Bravo exec, all of the drama, like she's playing the part. She's doing all of the right things to make you want to come back for more. Otherwise, what else? What other storyline are we coming back for next season? For real, what other storyline are we coming back for?
I don't know what it would be, but we didn't know last season, like what was going to happen after Shaw. I don't want to see her back. I think the fact that they're like, there's no form, like the Danielle Staub, like Jersey, she was like infiltrated naturally already. Like there was some sort of connect. I don't know. I just think that there was no real...
Like, you're trying to say that people will try to find their way in and pitch their way in.
Yeah, I don't think Danielle Staub did that. Like, I...
Oh, she did. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, blindly, without knowing anyone.
Yeah, like, on, like, social media.
But I mean, technically, neither did Monica. Monica worked for Jen Shaw and was an informant in the case. So, obviously...
In that video with her and her mom, like, you worked so hard to get on this show. You wanted this so badly. You got here. Play the role. You're an actress. She literally said in the thing, you're an actress. Play the role better. Like, you have to, like, stick to the script.
It's so wild. It's so wild. But that's naive to think that reality people don't try to get on reality shows. The Bachelor aside, like, housewives try to get on the housewives show. Maybe not as much as she did by stalking people and all this, but I think that's naive to think that that's not happening.
I know, but there's also, like, there's like the big age gap on top of that. She's not in this, like, social circle or whatever. Like, I just there's so much mismatch there.
Yeah.
On top of the cheapening it, that I'm like, she should be on a show like Villain. What's that what show?
Yeah. I mean, she'll probably love that. Lap It Up when she can, you know?
Or like love, like one of those, like, more like intentionally toxic shows that are built with all influencers or something.
Well, I wonder if that's what's coming up for her next.
And don't get me wrong, clearly great for reality TV.
Absolutely.
I just don't think this is the forum I want to see her on. But like one of these other chaotic, toxic shows, you go, girl.
I think they'll have to have her back for one season to, like, lap up the mess.
I've never seen The Bachelor, but I could see her, like, getting real messy on that.
Because she's too – there's no way they couldn't handle her on The Bachelor, I don't think.
Yeah, she would have been great on, like – yeah, I don't know. I just don't think this is where I want to see her. Yeah. She's going to do something else. She's going to – she will be on the next season of that – what was it called? Like, Villains?
Villains. Villains. Traitors, too.
Yeah.
They'd love her on that. All right, well – I feel like we definitely are at time. My computer's about to die. We'll be back next week with more gossip. We'll actually probably chat a little bit. The Emmys are on tomorrow night. I cannot wait. Excited to see those.
Win anything?
Vanderpump. They had the other Emmys last week for Vanderpump, or the same week as the last week. They don't do all the Emmys in one day, especially for reality stuff. So those were, I think they're called the Creative Emmys. Yeah. Anywho, we will be back to see you all next week, friends. Have a good week and see ya.
Bye. See ya. Goodbye.